All right, David Allenbash from TV Land's X's is joining us on the line right now. Hi, David.
Hi, Jeremy. Happy to be here.
Well, thanks for joining us today. Now, the show just premiered in the fall, but we chatted about it last spring at the TV Land Awards in New York. So catch everybody up about what the show is about and where it all stands right now with the cast of characters.
Oh, we're having such a great time, I'll tell you. TV Land's been incredibly supportive, and since you and I talked on the at the TV Land Awards last time, we've premiered to great ratings and holding on to Houghton Cleveland's audience, and the fans seem to love the show. You know, it's three guys, three ex-husbands living together. I'm very lucky to be one of the guys with Donald Faison from Scrubs and Wayne Knight from Seinfeld. And then that would be funny enough, but throw in Kelly Stables from Two and a Half Men and Kristen Johnson from Third Rock from the Sun. And we seem to be making a little over a million people laugh every night, so that's good.
And it seems like, well, I guess your character sort of was kind of the third wheel then when he first came in, right?
Exactly. I'm the new guy. You know, the pilot episode, the first episode starts with these two divorced men living together, and Kristen Johnson is their divorce attorney. That's how they came to kind of shack up together accidentally. And she says, I have another client who just got divorced, and you know, he can barely take care of himself, the poor guy, so I want him to live with you guys. And they say, hell no, and comedy ensues.
So it's like a divorced frat house is what it is.
That's exactly it. I think that was actually the other official title under consideration, well, was Divorced Frat House. But they thought it would be, it sounded a little too much like reality TV.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the thing is that watching it, I mean, each of the characters has a quality that I think we can all relate to in some way. What, in your own personal life, do you relate to the, any of them at all?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, you kind of stole my line, because that's usually when people say, well, like, why should people watch? That's just what I say is, you know, between these three different guys, you know, most guys are going to recognize themselves, something about themselves in them. And most of the girls that are watching, you know, they're going to recognize their husbands or boyfriends or girlfriends or whatever. You know, these three guys are very different, but we know them all very well. You know, Donald plays Phil, the kind of womanizer who's afraid to commit, and he seems to be, you know, kind of a tough guy and kind of slick, but the truth is maybe he's afraid to commit because he really got hurt in his divorce. Wayne Knight plays the guy who, you know, looks like he just sits on the couch and has no life, but in truth, you know, he's kind of a deep thinker and a sensitive guy. And, you know, I play the good boy, you know, the one who you would take home to mama, you would introduce to your mother, and your parents would love him, and, you know, hopefully he can still deliver the goods.
So really, well, you aren't your character because you're not divorced, though, are you?
True. I mean, the differences between Stuart and I is that I've been married to a spectacular woman for, almost 15 years, and, which I say it with a big, deep breath because I can't believe that I've been lucky enough to be with her for that long. I worry, you know, soon enough she'll kind of get wise to the fact that I'm just sort of average and she'll boot me out the door. But so far, so good. Stuart, you know, Stuart can't keep a relationship together. He's very much stuck on his ex-wife and can't seem to move forward. So a lot of the episodes in this first season were about trying to convince Stuart to go out and date. You know, one episode I go out and I hit it off with this woman, of course, fall in love, and I want to ask her to marry me right away, and turns out she's a hooker. So, you know, there's some funny stuff going on, and we'll see what happens in what we hope will be season two.
And really, we've all run into that problem once or twice before, haven't we?
If I had a dollar for every time.
It's those damn hooker proposals, that's what it is.
Well, you know, here in the big city, that happens a lot.
That's true. Can't put anything past it there. We've got to get back to the music. More about TV Land's X's right after this. Just talking with David Allenbash from TV Land's X's and, you know, the cast of the show. I initially thought it would be like a frat party on the set every day. So what is it like in between tapings?
It is. You know, it's a frat party of comedy in that, you know, these people are all so funny. I really do. Like, I think I'm really lucky. I think I feel funnier and I appear to be funnier than I am just standing next to these people. So in terms of the, you know, like Wayne's comic timing is impeccable. It's spot on. You know, all those years on Seinfeld and all the films he's done and everything else. He's spectacularly funny. And Donald, too, and Kristen and Kelly. And, you know, so I just try to keep up, basically. And just in terms of everybody's personality, you know, everybody loves their job. You know, Donald and Wayne and I come to work in the morning, and you know, we're like there early because we're all ready to get going. You know, like Donald and I make, you know, have a joke about who can pull onto the lot, you know, before the other guy. And sometimes when he's in front of me, I try to pull around his little black Prius. I'm like, come on, get out of the way, get out of the way. you know, we were happy to have the job. TV Land is the place to be right now. They're just, you know, making great kind of new versions of classic comedy. And
I guess I should explain, because a lot of people, I think Wayne is one of those people that you know his character name more than you know
absolutely
who he is. So for people who haven't seen the show, he was a kind of a character on Seinfeld.
You know,
he was Newman.
I see Wayne grimace a little bit still when people come up to him and say, Newman. But, you know, then he knows how lucky he was. He's, you know, the breadth of his talent runs so much deeper and wider than just playing Newman. You know, I mean, he was the guy in Jurassic Park, remember, who screws everything up for everybody else. You know, he's been in the Kung Fu Panda movies, and, I mean, he's done everything. And now, before us, he was on Hot in Cleveland for a while on TV Land, which is, I think, how he kind of forged their relationship with the people at the network there. And we were lucky enough to steal him away to our show, and he's just fantastic. I'm really looking forward to seeing you know, what happens with his character next.
Well, Hot in Cleveland, there's just too many women on the show there anyway, right? They don't keep it women on there.
Exactly. Let that be the girls' show. We'll be the guys' show. You know, what I'm hoping is that in season two, you know, in the middle of sweep weeks, for some reason, we'll have the crossover episode where the guys from the exes all have to fly to Cleveland, or the girls from Cleveland all have to fly to New York, and we all end up together.
Now I know, I'm sure, very, very sure that you love your wife, but would you ever leave her for Betty White?
You know how you have that list? My wife has said that's okay. You know, she said he's at the top of my list. And my wife has said she's really fine with that.
You know, we were at last week's 90th birthday party for Betty White in Los Angeles. We were there, and what a crazy cast they have. I imagine there's, as you said, they're just sort of the female version of your show in a way.
They're all fantastic over there, and we, you know, we did a lot of kind of shot some promos together with them, you know, the Wendy and Jane and Valerie and Betty, I mean, they're spectacular, all of them, each in their own way, and I think, you know, what I really hope is, I mean, if you think about Hot in Cleveland and why it's been successful, they're all established actors, they're all incredibly funny women, and they're all wacky characters, and what I hope is we really are the male version of that, you know. But I love any chance to be in a room with any of the women from Hot in Cleveland. They're just spectacular.
Well, it is a great lineup of shows on TV Land. So X's we can catch. When is it on TV Land?
Wednesday nights at 10:30. We've got a few episodes left before the series premiere or season
finale
rather. Look at me, I'm already looking forward to season two.
Confident
premiere.
Much? Wow.
Yeah. No, we have a couple more episodes. It's Wednesday night, 10:30 Eastern on TV Land right after Hot in Cleveland.
We'll be sure to watch it, David. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Happy to be here. Thank you much.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.